You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
It is the Diamond District Bonus Hour. Thanks for being with us on, well, just a great sports day and a great sports time of the year. You know, the golf's getting serious. We just had the Players, the Masters in, what, 3 weeks in between now and then. You got opening day baseball. Hell, on the Mark Sports Channel, don't you have both Dodgers-Padres games?
David, Wednesday and Thursday, 5:30 a.m., first pitch. I will be useless to you.
For the Dodgers and the Padres.
Well, come on. Dodgers, one of the best lineups in the game, and the Padres disappointed everybody a year ago. Let's see what they can do this year.
It's Ohtani, baby.
That's right.
Hitting behind Mookie.
Who's playing shortstop.
Shortstop. They are such a mess. $300 million can't even get you a guy who can field it short. It's unbelievable. Like to think it could these days, but apparently not. No. So it's bad enough he's gone from right field to second base. Now it's like, listen, you're the only one we trust to field the ball. Could you just play short for a few weeks? We'll try to get somebody else in here, but can't promise you.
Reminds me of the kid from Bad News Bears. They're just going to be, Mookie, you just, wherever it goes, you get the ball.
Just right, it is. It is the best player right. When you were growing up. I just, listen, are you pitching? No. Well, then you're playing short. And you're batting third or fourth. In our day, that's how it was. Now you're moved up. You're batting second or third. So there you have it. They're in South Korea, right?
That's right.
Dodgers, Padres going to play a two-game series. Then they're going to fly back to the States and play two or three spring training games because we need the cash. All right, just need the gate. Yep. And then the season will begin a week from Thursday for everybody else. So the Sweet 16 and the Major League Baseball season, same day.
Because if you're baseball, why would you want a day all to yourself, like a Monday?
Right. Like the, you know, after the national championship and before the Masters. I don't know. There's a couple of days there. In fact, you used to play and you still, anyway. You can have the whole day to yourself, you know. They don't play the national championship game till Monday night, and they're still dumb enough to play it at 9:20 Eastern. They have to adjust that.
By an hour.
Yeah, they have to adjust that. And I wonder if, by the way, the Oscars ratings being up, because none of these award shows have had improved ratings, and the Oscars ratings were up this year compared to last, Mark. And as we noted, they started an hour earlier. And I mean, there's no one more into the Oscars than the West Coast. I mean, Southern
right.
California, it's stacked. If you've ever spent any time there and watched the news, it is amazing how much of the news is all about celebrity gossip crap. It's
really?
Stunning. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, they're into cop chases, get the helicopters up. I mean, the news, they have more than one helicopter at every station. They're into their car chases and celebrity news and the Lakers. That's it. That's a news division right there. Two helicopters, hire TMZ, and we need somebody to cover the Lakers. That's it. That's all you need. Think about it. You could drive all day. You could do news. You can always have the copter flying around. And then when it needs to sit down for lunch, have the other one up in the air. Totally. Ah, it's a great gig. Anyway, so I'm just wondering if that'll change. Remember, Monday Night Football used to be 9 o'clock. Now they kick off at 8:20.
Love to see that national championship game. Kickoff and tip-off.
Yeah.
At 8:20, David.
Well, didn't they this year kick off the college football title game at 7:30?
Yeah, right on time, too.
Right.
And, we were stunned. I mean, there's some of us that probably missed the first drive of the game because they never do that.
I did. I turned it on, and I'm like, there had already been a score because I turned it on at 10-8. I'm like, wait, what? So, anyway. But And you don't have to wait that long. I mean, we got college hoops tomorrow night also. I mean, you know, tonight's a little NBA, NHL night. Catch your breath.
And this is the time of year that we remind you as a public service announcement that the first games will be on True TV. You will have to again figure out where True TV is on your dial. For those of you that cut the cord and moved to YouTube TV, they have True TV as part of their channel lineup, which will help. Because I had to check that last week just to make sure.
That's right. 6:30 and 9, Tuesday and Wednesday, from Dayton. By the way, how about Ohio State promoting the interim guy?
Stunned. I mean, they didn't even wait to see if these guys that are in the tournament were going to leave a mid-major to come take that job.
Well, the word was it was either that guy or Dusty May. So now the question is, we didn't even talk about Michigan pulled the plug on Juwan Howard.
Yes, they did.
I was surprised.
I was as well, given the fact that they won the national championship in football, that we thought that was enough cover to get Juwan to next year.
Sure. We didn't think anybody cared enough this year. That next year, he'd have to win. So you do know that means they concluded this wasn't going to work.
Yes. And I was wrong. I thought it would work. I was one that thought he was going to work there. I thought that was the right hire. I liked it. I was wrong. I thought the assistant that he hired was the right guy to teach him the ropes of college basketball, the ins and outs of all the nuance of the sport and the recruiting and the things you can and can't do, but it didn't work one bit.
Well, wait a minute. It was working, wasn't it?
Not really. It was. Those were all beelines, guys.
They were all beelines.
But so what? But so what? It was working. He
so
took
what?
Over.
They've missed the tournament 2 years in a row.
Hold on. I said it was working. Early in his tenure, he got results. And if you think about it, he was hired, in theory, for exactly the way the college sports world is now. I mean, think about it. Juwan Howard's main attraction was what? He's Juwan Howard, right? I can get kids. I know the recruiting game. Hell, I helped start it.
Maybe Michigan's just not paying enough on the basketball side. And I'm not being flippant when I say that.
But Trent, to me, like if I had hired Juwan Howard, like if you had hired Juwan Howard, all right, don't you think you're more worried about his first few years when he takes over? Does he really know how to run a program? I know he'd been an assistant in the NBA and all, but this is different. Can he really run a program? How good of a game coach is he? That's when he had his most success.
Well, that's the thing, though.
I would have thought that I'm hiring Juwan Howard. I'm really hiring him for years 3, 4, and 5.
See, I think it's the exact opposite. That's just my opinion. Because he was taking over a program that had just been to the national championship game, lost to Villanova, right? So there was experience. There were upperclassmen. There were John Beilein's recruits leading the charge. And Michigan, in his tenure, got worse progressively every single year.
No, there's no doubt about that. And they did an independent review of the program, and obviously the review was, this guy ain't the guy. When he was on the bench this year, they won 3 games.
Right, because he was suspended for a bunch of games. And
sick or whatever, and Martelli went 5-6, and I think they finished 8-24?
Correct.
So do the math. He was 3-18. When he was on the bench this year.
And, I mean, it is part of it. Was it last year he got in the fight with...
2 years ago. Greg Gard.
I mean, I say this all the time, but there are a certain way, and that's why, you know, Harbaugh getting away with something, but he won. There's a certain way they want you to act in Ann Arbor. Howard never acted it. You can be arrogant and smug when you're 23-8.
As opposed to when you flip it around?
Correct.
Right. So now the thought is that Dusty May is going either Michigan or Louisville.
What job would you take?
Oh, I'd take the Louisville
job. You got that right.
Because basketball's number one there.
That's a rock star job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they should, by all accounts, give you everything you need in order to win there.
Oh, yeah. Money's not a problem with Louisville.
Never has been.
No.
Even before NIL.
Exactly.
Do you guys think Florida State, if they move on from Lenny?
My understanding is they've got a guy that they have a succession plan in place. Now, I don't know if the guy's going to take it because he's currently in the NBA. But and actually, since Florida State hasn't made the move yet, I'm inclined to think that he's going to get one more year. I would think if today comes and goes with no news out of Tallahassee, Leonard Hamilton's getting another year. You know, they waited maybe till the end of the ACC tournament. And, you know, but, you know, if you're hiring a new coach, you got to get the word out now. Let's go. But so if you're Dusty May, Michigan or Louisville?
Louisville. It's not even close to me. And it's not because of my thoughts about Michigan. I just think that's a great job. It's an elite college basketball job. They care more about college hoop there than anything else. It's not close. And they have money.
Mm-hmm. A couple of guys who I think Louisville's aiming big. They're thinking Scott Drew. They may be thinking Bruce Pearl. I don't know that Pearl would leave. I don't think Drew would leave either. He's reportedly is the number one class in the country coming in next year.
I could see Pearl being a hired gun somewhere.
Well, he's probably got one more move in him. If he's going to do it, this would be it. But there's no pressure to win at Auburn. None. He can take his shirt off, appear at games. Hell, he can get drunk at the bar and stagger down the commons. He's fine.
And there's something to be said for that.
Yes, there is.
But does he want the pressure job one more time? The opportunity to coach an elite team and be the guy?
I'm going to throw a name out there. Mick Cronin, UCLA. Was never a good fit. And he took him to a Final Four. He can really coach. He's from that neck of the country. That's where he had his success and what have you. I think that's the quartet that Louisville hires from right there. Miller and Moulton. The brackets, they are out. Start filling them in.
And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
21 minutes past the hour. Good, bad, and ugly. What's on tap? Today was the day when. Some final thoughts, a pick or two coming up in a little more than 15 minutes' time. You just mentioned something, and once again, we do recommend twitch.tv/Miller and Moulton. You can A, see the show. B, you get us during the commercial breaks.
C, doesn't cost you anything. In fact, you can omit all of the ads that they run if you're an Amazon Prime customer because you get a free channel. You pick us. We actually benefit out of it, but it doesn't cost you a damn thing. And your wife won't even know because it's not like a package shows up at the door with her name on it.
Huh? Smoke them if you got them there. Miller and Moulton. Twitch.tv. So you were saying during the break.
Got an email that I get every day about the Tampa Stadium deal. And basically there is a vote with the St. Pete City Council that this deal's not done yet. And that there are three skeptics in the city council that if they get one more no vote, the whole Tampa Bay Stadium deal could be, well, up in the air again.
Well, there's a lot to this, too. This is not just a stadium. This is a neighborhood revitalization thing, which is the same thing in Jacksonville, by the way, with the Jags stadium deal, which apparently, for what it's worth, negotiations are going just fine, and they're thinking they're going to announce whatever they're going to announce in May or June. But back to St. Pete. So all of a sudden, the no votes are happening.
Well, there's always been some no votes. It's now whether or not these no votes can influence yet others on the council. Because a tie is no go. There's eight council members. They have three no's as it is right now.
So right now the vote's just 5-3?
Correct.
C- because we had a presser, didn't we?
David, they gave out T-shirts that said the Rays are here to stay.
I thought so. Now, we haven't had, obviously, shovels in the ground.
No.
We didn't have that. But we had a presser. Just so you know, time's running out. Like, if this goes kaput, they got to be in a new stadium in 2028. That's 4 years. Everybody has said that from putting the shovel into the ground, it's going to take three. Never mind how happy Major League Baseball is about reading this story.
Oh, yeah, this has Manfred's attention this morning. In fact, this is probably the first thing that he had put on his desk when he walked in.
I mean, either that or he's halfway around the world in Korea, South Korea, you know, getting ready for the Dodgers, and he's supposed to be celebrating this, and somebody's going, yeah, the Rays stadium deal may blow up. I'm sorry, what? Clear the room. What?
But there have been a lot of people that we've had on the show, from David Sampson, JP Peterson. There's been a lot of people that have said, caution, this is not done yet. So just something to pay attention to.
When's this vote? Tonight? Tomorrow?
I don't have an answer for you, David. I apologize.
Okay. Because obviously that's a vote worth paying attention to. You know, we got two guys running for president right now. We don't have to pay attention to those votes for 8 more months. But this vote's important. I'd kind of like baseball to stay on the west coast of Florida. I really would.
Yeah, we've grown fond of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah. They're cute. They're fun. They have a good TV broadcast. And they win. They spent 15 years losing. Now they've spent 15 years winning. We prefer the latter.
It's a little Braves-like, because they're not winning the last game.
Right.
But they keep winning.
They could have if they left their Cy Young award-winning pitcher in. I mean, you got to admit, the reason the Braves weren't winning the World Series wasn't because Bobby Cox was taking out Maddox or Glavin. I mean, you know, although Smoltz is still not crazy about being taken out in the eighth inning of Game 7 in 91, but...
Yeah, especially when they never had a closer all those years.
No, they didn't. You know.
So that's one little story. And then there's actually a meeting that's going on today.
There is?
In the Bahamas.
The Bahamas? What kind of a meeting takes place in the Bahamas?
One with the PIF group, the PGA Tour, and one Tiger Woods is in on the meeting.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Because the meeting got confirmed for the Bahamas. Sources said it was going to be there. And it's in Nassau. And specifically, it's not just Nassau. It's at the resort where Tiger parks his yacht and hosts his golf tournament.
Where are we going to hold it? I don't know. Find out where Tiger is.
Was after Rory was asked if Tiger should be in the meeting. And Rory said Tiger absolutely needs to be involved in a meeting. And now it looks as if Tiger is going to be involved in the meeting.
Now, Rory's not in the meetings anymore,
no.
Right? He resigned. Spieth took his place.
Rory'd had enough.
Which was also part of that whole Thursday when Spieth and Rory were paired together, and Rory, and was he dropping it properly, and Spieth's, you know, that Rory asked to be taken off the group text, which apparently honked Spieth off. Anyway.
For the record, I'm not a big fan of group texts.
Me neither.
I like our group. It's you and I and Trent. There's no one that's going to – that's it. I mean, I caught a couple a little late, and I feel – you know, I catch a couple a little late. I feel like I've got to add just a line just so you know that it didn't bother me.
Don't you think if someone's in a group text and they don't respond, that's their way of saying, They don't want to come out and say, take me out of the group text, but it's their way of saying, these morons.
You know, I will say I held back a lot yesterday. I wanted to text you guys after every single region was announced.
I'm glad you did.
Oh, my God. Oh, I know you guys would have hated that. That's
no, no. I wouldn't have hated it. David would have loved it. The problem is I was sitting down to dinner at about 6:20, and that's why I was in the middle of getting dinner prepared. And my mom was over, had the corned beef ready, and all of a sudden I look at my phone, 7 texts. So I just kind of quickly went, you know, yes, and then Trent, back to my regularly scheduled business.
And remember, Trent, he was in a bad mood because he was cooking cabbage.
Cabbage sucks.
Right, it's not like you were doing some protein or anything like
that. No, I did the protein. I mean, it's the whole corned beef and cabbage, the potatoes, the carrots, did the whole thing. Everything was wonderful. Everything. I suppose the cabbage was too, if you like cabbage. Cabbage. But cabbage is terrible.
Cabbage can't be wonderful. It's not possible. It is terrible. It's terrible. It was readily available, and so they used it.
Is there a vegetable that you guys like?
Yes. Most any.
Okay.
I love vegetables.
Well, I just didn't know if it was one of those deals where, because
give me a zucchini. Give me a squash.
Okay.
Just, I'll take a cucumber.
You don't like the cabbage?
No, the cabbage sucks. In fact, if there's one of those days that it's National Cabbage Day, I would like to protest that day.
Could be our poll question tomorrow. Rate cabbage on a scale of 1 to 10.
Is there, if you like cabbage, I want to know, 21,000 for all you cabbage lovers out there. Because you think about it, if you like coleslaw, you got to throw mayonnaise on it or a vinaigrette even to get the thing to taste like something you'd want to eat.
I didn't even like Cabbage Patch Kids. Anyway, speaking of poll questions, vote in ours, that Mark Miller, the David Moulton, Miller_Moulton on X. And which one seed's going to lose first?
North Carolina right now getting the most votes, 32% of the votes. North Carolina, Purdue, and Houston are tied. UConn bringing up the rear. We are Miller and Moulton. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Today was a day one, and what's on tap? It's how we finish things out, and that's next.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
Madness gets underway tomorrow. David Sampson, Pat Kerwin on the show tomorrow. Lee Sterling's going to join us. Don't know if it's tomorrow. Might be Wednesday morning. He'll give out his picks. You know, I think you can fill out your bracket up until noon on Thursday. I don't think that there's this imperative that you got to do things before the play-in. Do you?
No.
No, you're correct.
No, not at all. Just get it in before the first game. And you said Michigan State, Mississippi State's first game, 12:15
on Thursday? 12:15 on Thursday, yep.
So to me, you've got to have it before first tip on Thursday. That's when it matters. I do want to clarify something quickly here. I understand that sauerkraut is made from cabbage. I like sauerkraut. Cabbage on the whole, you know, like cutting a head of cabbage into quarters and putting a big slice of cabbage on my plate is what I'm talking about here.
Right.
So that's all.
Right. Right. No, sauerkraut's okay. Not a huge fan. It's okay. Not going to not eat the dog because of it. Speaking of which, I had some dogs over the weekend.
Did you? Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, wife, you know, I just kind of got out of the house for an hour. Went. She said, what'd you eat? I said, hot dog. She looked at me and said, it's been a while. Needed the fix.
It's time for someone to take back this segment, if for no other reason than to stop David from talking about Meghan and Harry. Here's Mark Miller with Today Was the Day When.
1881, the Barnum and Bailey Circus debuts at Madison Square Garden. Today in 1892, Lord Stanley presents a silver challenge cup for hockey.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
Thank you, Lord Stanley.
Thank you, Lord Stanley.
1945, Rocket Richard becomes the first NHLer to score 50 goals. 1965, Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov is the first to walk in space.
Good for him.
1985, Major League Baseball Commissioner Peter Ueberroth reinstates Mays and Mantle. That seemed like a good idea to me, David.
Yeah. For those that don't know, they had signed a deal with a couple of casinos in Atlantic City to be greeters. And then Commissioner Bowie Kuhn said, yeah, you can't have anything to do with gambling in casinos. And they looked at him like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. The money's really good, and we're literally shaking people's hands. And he said, well, cancel the deal, or we're going to ban you from baseball. They said, well, guess we're banned.
And it was today in 1995 that Michael Jordan unretired.
With, wasn't it a fax? Didn't he just say, I'm back? I think he said a fax. I'm back. Or released a statement, something. I'm back.
Grover Cleveland, our 24th president, and Wilson Pickett both born today. Vanessa Williams is 61. Speed skater Bonnie Blair is 60. Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains is 58. Andre Rison, 57. Queen Latifah, 54. And JT Realmuto is 33. What did I miss, David?
Well, basically, Wells Fargo came into existence today. You know, Henry Wells, William Fargo. All right. It just, 1852. Took them 3 years to formulate everything after, you know, the whole gold thing, that gold rush. You know, they joined their resources. And so there you go. Wells Fargo, about 170-something years old today. So we got Lord Stanley and Wells Fargo. Not bad.
You've heard folks elsewhere mock Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
We go to St. Louis for the good. I'm not big into Guinness Book World Records, but I think I have one that we could beat, David, just with our own listening audience. Because a museum in St. Louis, Missouri, successfully broke a Guinness World Record by gathering 355 people to wear underwear on their heads at the same time. The goal was to get 314 people, because that's the city's area code, and do it on 314, but more showed up than needed, and they had 355 people wearing underpants as hats. That seems like the easiest world record to break ever.
I was going to say, hell, we've got enough people in our Twitch chat room that are bothering us to do a bracket. How about we make a deal with them? You come with us, we settle Guinness Book of World Record, and then next year we'll do a bracket.
Bring your tidy whities.
In fact, we'll have Hanes sponsor both events.
For the bad, we go to Australia where it happened again. This time, the snake catcher was called out to find a juvenile eastern brown snake, the second most venomous snake in the world, that was hiding among the undies in a resident's bedroom. And they just relocate the snake. They didn't kill the snake, David. They relocated the snake. I'd want the snake dead. I get a snake catcher to come to my house to get the world's second most venomous snake, rather. I want the snake dead. I don't know about you.
By the way, honest question. How do you know it's the second most poisonous? I want to know. So how are you doing this? You catching all the snakes out there in the world, getting the venom, going back, testing it, ranking them? What is this, the AP Top 25 poll? What are we talking here?
For the ugly, we go to Hamburg, New York, where a man had a pet alligator. The pet alligator was 11 foot long and 750 pounds. And he had an in-ground swimming pool to allow Albert, the gator, to swim and cool off while keeping him in his backyard. The gator is about 30 years old. He was removed from the house because you can't have alligators as pets. But he has vowed to bring his gator home. He claimed he's owned Albert for its entire existence, and he wants his pet back. I say you let the alligator go in the wild and let him go pick out which one's his.
Totally.
Tell you what, yeah. Sir. We're going to go to the Everglades. We're going to let Albert go. You find Albert, you can bring him back.
Yep. You know, treat it like a thing of luggage. Attach something on an ear so that, you know, when we see him, we go, hey, it's Albert.
And that is the good, the bad, and the ugly on today, March the 18th, 2024.
Just NBA and NHL today, you know. I mean, somebody might actually have to turn on a spring training baseball game.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, just I'm saying. No college hoop tonight.
I will be watching zero sports today. It's all grinding, stats, research.
Locking yourself in a room today, are you, Trent?
Nuggets. Yeah, I mean, not that I do anything too drastically different than any other day. Lock in and watch sports, but today's lock in and research sports.
Will you go back and watch any old basketball games in your research?
No.
Damn.
No. I don't go that far.
I thought maybe we had a bigger goober moment than you've ever had on the show, David, right there.
That would have been troubling. That would have been if all of a sudden he's watching coaches' tape.
Yeah. Hate to disappoint. I don't go that far, which might be a little surprising, but. The buck stops somewhere.
Heat on the road in Philadelphia taking on the Sixers. Sixers are a 2.5-point favorite in the game.
I will say, all right, these teams need to start winning if they're going to avoid the play-in. I mean, both of these are in the play-in right now.
Absolutely. Identical records that are half game behind the Pacers for the sixth seed because the Magic have been red hot lately.
Yes.
And they moved into the five hole, and they're only a half game behind the Knicks for the four spot and a home playoff advantage.
Now, I will say I think the Knicks desperately want the Magic. I mean, they'd love the Pacers, but they would desperately love the Magic to finish in the 4-5 hole. I don't even think the Knicks would care if the Magic had home court. I think the Knicks feel like, yeah, we'll beat the Magic.
And if they're healthy, they should. But, I mean, the Magic have been playing really good basketball. I think 8 of 10, they've been hot lately.
Yep. And the Heat and Sixers right now would be the 7-8 play-in game. Winner in is the 7, loser then plays the winner of 9-10, which ironically is the two teams from last year that the Heat had to play to get in the main draw.
You know, they've earned I don't want to call it arrogance, the confidence of, you know, it doesn't really matter. Just, you know, we'll do what we got to do, line us up against whoever. But to David's point, they got to lock in here because if you can avoid the play-in, you absolutely want to avoid the play-in.
I do think the Heat would love to be the 6. I think the Heat would love to play Cleveland in the first round. I mean, they don't have a problem. If they're the 7, they get Milwaukee. And for that matter, I mean, Boston, they hate the Celtics. They'd play the Celtics for free. So, but I, in theory, you know, stay away from the Celtics to the conference final and get in and, you know, of the top three teams in the playoffs, who has the least pedigree? It's Cleveland.
Trent, do you have enough guts? Are you dumb enough? Dumb enough is really the better way of saying it. Are you dumb enough to take the 16.5 with the Pistons against the Celtics tonight?
No. And like I said, I will not watch a dribble of that game. Not because I'm turning on the Pistons, just because.
You're locked into March Madness for the next four days.
My favorite week of the year.
Really?
Yes.
Even the play-in games?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep. Because that's a little taste. And usually they do put a marquee program or two in there just for fun. And this year we've got Virginia.
I would take the 16.5. Who did the Celtics lose to like a month ago at home? One of these type situations where they totally mailed it in. Was it Washington?
It might have been. I remember what you're talking about, but I forget.
They totally mailed one of these suckers in. And they've been on a roll the last week or so. Both the Pistons and Celtics played yesterday. 16.5. I'd actually take the points tonight, which is dumb. I know. I think I would.
I bet golf over the weekend. How dumb could that be, David? I mean,
hey, you picked three of the top 10. Got the winner right.
Got enough to hedge the bet with Scheffler winning.
There's a hockey game that the two of you should be interested in tonight. Because the Caps are a point behind the Wings for the final playoff spot in the East. And I believe the Caps have two games in hand on the Wings. Well, one of them's tonight in Calgary. So it's at least worth scoreboard watching for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As the Wings are trying to hold on, Philadelphia is trying to hold on. And by trying to hold on, they're just collapsing. They're not even really trying.
7 of 8?
Yeah.
Because they won the rematch against Arizona to snap the
against Buffalo. No, they lost 2 to Arizona. They lost both to Arizona. They beat Buffalo.
Oh.
One of them wasn't close either. It was 4-1.
So, a little bit of scoreboard watching, because the Flyers, the Caps are only 3 behind the Flyers with 2 in hand, 2 for the last playoff spot in that division. So I don't know if the Flyers can hold on and make the playoffs.
Well, the Wings are doing everything they can to make sure they can.
Are they ever? The Bruins over the weekend took over the top spot in the East. The Panthers are a point back, tied with the Rangers.
But both the Panthers and the Rangers, I believe, have a game in hand on the Bruins.
That's correct.
Yeah, Rangers, it's funny. They're suffering a lot of injuries, and yet they're playing really well right now. And yet the Rangers right now would open with Tampa Bay.
That's who they want to see in the first run of the playoffs.
Yeah, not really, no. Mm-mm. And it looks like they're going to. Hey, for that matter, I mean, think about the difference between being first or second in the Panthers division. If you finish first, you're looking at Philly, Detroit, Washington. I mean, maybe the Islanders as the best team that you would face in the first round. You finish second, you open with the Leafs. I mean, the difference between first and second in that division is a pretty big deal right now. It's a vastly different first-round opponent.
Well, and I know no one's paying attention to the Western Conference, but literally in the Central Division, Winnipeg, Colorado, and Dallas are all tied with 91 points. Two of those teams are going to play one another in the first round. The other one gets Nashville, who's won like 11 of 12.
So it's that time of year, heading down the stretch, both hockey and hoop. The madness gets underway tomorrow night in Dayton. Wondering, by the way, if you're the Big East after what just happened to you, because the bottom of your conference cost you desperately, DePaul and Georgetown. Do you try to strengthen your conference? Do you think getting a Dayton or a Wichita State, that you should upgrade the bottom of your conference?
Get the bottom of your conference to fix itself, and this is DePaul and Georgetown. They're supposed to be better than that. We'll try to be better than that tomorrow. David Sampson, Pat Kerwin on the show.